trout. That makes 4 for me today.
Why am I not getting any bites?
I'm using tea cakes as bait. But my father told me catfish will eat anything. While he was here, we went fishing together. And he even caught one with Mother's thimble. It was sad to see Father go.
But it is nice that you now have time to play again.
You hardly need me. You have Farmer Green for a friend now.
He did like that pudding I brought over. But he wouldn't make a very good friend, I'm afraid. He's got quite the temper. Maybe once I get him to enlist in the Lord's army, he'll change.
Your button looks like it's about to fall off. You'd better be careful.
Yes, I told Mother yesterday that it was loose. She said she is always sewing it back on. Perhaps I should just pull it off and put it in my pocket to keep it safe. There. Oops.
Got it.
Give it back, please.
You dropped it. It's mine now.
Give it back at once.
Aha, button boy. I have it at last. And now I shall return home and have it sewed onto my jacket.
I shall fight you. I will. It isn't yours. You'd be a thief if you kept it.
Then shall I throw it in the river?
Give it back. Give it back to me.
Fine.
No, it landed in the river.
Teddy! Come out! The river's too strong!
Help! Help me!
Teddy!
My head!
You're bleeding! Teddy, I can't swim! No! Teddy! Teddy, come back up! Help! Help! Someone help!
What is it? What's all this hollering about, girl?
Teddy, he's drowning! Help him!
Where is he?
He's there! He went under right over there!
Stand aside, girl!
Please find him! You have to be alive, Teddy! You found him! Is he all right?
Come on, boy. Take a breath now. Come back to me now. Come on. I don't think he's breathing. Come on, boy. Come on. Wake up now. Oh, come on, boy. Come on.
He's dead. He's dead and I've killed him.
No. I'll put him on my cart and take him to Doc Stevens. You go get his mother and get her to hurry to meet us. Well, go on now. Go on.
Now, little chicks, you don't need to fight. There's plenty of food for all.
Mrs. Platt! Mrs. Platt!
Nancy! What's the matter? Is it Teddy?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Platt.
Why?
He's dead.
No.
He jumped in the river after his button and it was my fault. Oh, Mrs. Platt.
Oh, God, please help my boy. Take me to him, Nancy. Where is he? Where's my boy?
Oh, Mrs. Platt.
Oh, Teddy.
I've been trying to breathe life into him, but I'm sorry.
No, don't give up, please. Keep trying.
Oh, very well. Can you hold his feet up?
Teddy. God, please. Pray for him, Nancy.
I don't know how.
Oh, Father, please heal my Teddy and comfort Nancy, please.
What? This can't be.
What is it?
I thought I felt a pulse, but there wasn't one before.
Teddy? Teddy!
I can't believe it.
Oh, he's alive.
He's alive. Oh,
Teddy? Can you hear me?
Mother.
I'm here, darling. I'm right here. Oh, can you say more?
Oh, he's unconscious, but he's breathing. I can't believe it. As sure as I stand here, that boy wasn't alive when Jonathan Green brought him in.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Jonathan just left to meet you. He thought he had terrible news for you. The boy seems to be sleeping peacefully.
Thank you. I'd like to take him home now.
Yes, very well. Keep him warm and try to give him water. Oh. I'll come by later tonight to check on him, but I must warn you, he still may not survive. He went a long time without breathing.
But he's breathing now. And for that, I am so thankful. Whatever the future holds, it's in God's hands.